sorry, let's have a prayer, let's be servants. Billy Ray, would you ask a blessing on this service?
Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings you bestow upon us, Lord, each and every week, Lord. We take for granted the roof over our heads and clothes on our back, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Thank you for this little church, Lord. Thank you for the friends and people there, Lord. Lord, be with the service tonight, Lord. Bless everyone here, Lord. We give you the praise and glory for everything.
You want to have a song or anything on your heart? An offering? No, not tonight. Nobody here heard it. Anyone want to have a song that they'd like to share with us? Anything of that nature? Anyone have any money they want to donate?
Melissa. God bless me by bringing into my life a minister, pastor, and we were married for 16 years, and then he, I found him in bed, and now I know from sleep apnea, and but we had been married for 16 years, and he'd been pastoring for that long, and was pastoring the church at the time, and we had
see the actors and stuff. It will have that he didn't have. So the whole day until night I go like that, and at that time Joe worked for the freight, the freight. So he his route is every other day he is out of town, out of state. So the whole night I cannot do anything. The neighbor gave me Tylenol and everything. It doesn't help. Still holding like that. And then they want to think the doctor, but Do you know in the first day of my husband, your husband, yes, on the 8th April, and the doctor tell Joe, but I don't want, he is okay, because usually after that brain operation like that, they get stroke or they cannot function normally. But that is miracle, God make her normal and everything fine. And then so the following day, if you want to bring me, all the nurses, the doctors from the whole department came to see me because they want to see me. They said, you know, it's not a lie. That type of operation is rarely you survive. But you survive. So everybody wants to see you and congratulate you. And I said, praise the Lord. I am thankful very much. Give me a second. God give me a second chance. And I think maybe God still has something to me, I don't know, but I ask you to pray for me that I will be faithful, and also for my husband, I ask you to pray, a sister brother in Christ. He came from Catholic, and he always said when he come here, he always said, it's different from Catholic. I don't feel very comfortable. He gets always he said, I just want to let you know, I don't need to tell about that, but I just need the prayer and to lift up me and him, that he will can accept, you know, a personal relationship like that, because he said it's different. But I said, please, but just but love Jesus. But that's the bottom line, right? Okay, I try. So I tell you the truth, he is still struggling. Joe is still struggling to accept here. Okay? But I ask you to pray for me and my husband too. Thank you so much for listening to me.
We will. We'll pray for you. Just live in front of Joe, and he'll eventually, the Holy Spirit will work with it. You do what you need to do, and the Spirit, Holy Spirit will work with it. He'll plant seed in of what's in your life. The more you're around Christian people and that type of thing, the stronger you become. So, you know, we've all had, most of us have had surgeries that probably shouldn't have made it through alive, but for some reason God spared us and put us in this position in life. We're just thankful for different things. Anyone else have a testimony or anything they'd like to share with the church?
I'd just like to thank the Lord for his goodness to me.
Yeah.
I was brought up, they were six of us girls, and mom and dad, we were poor people, but we were happy, we didn't know we were poor. But I went to Dublin Church, and in school, you know, they had revival, and then you went over to the church. And one day someone said to me, said, well, let's go down to the altar. And so I said, well, and I went down to the altar, and I didn't ask the Lord to save me. I didn't know nothing happened. And then later on in years, I went to J. Earl Smith's Kennedy. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of him or not. But he preached, and the Lord touched my heart. And I went down and knelt in the sawdust and asked God to save me. And this lady came by. She said, have you asked God to save me? And I said, yes. And she said, well, you're saved. And if she had took the Bible right then and explained to me, but she didn't, but I can't blame her. But anyway, I have trusted the Lord as my Savior, and all I know to do is trust His Word. That's the best thing in my life. That means more to me than anything in my life is the Word of God. And the Lord has blessed us. He's given us a good life. Almost 62 years with your husband, and he was a godly man. I have two children that I thank the Lord for, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And the Lord's been good to me. He healed me of cancer back in 1993. I had surgery. And I just love to praise Him tonight for His Word and for everything. He's promised us in His Word. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And you know, that's all a body can do. It's when you trust the Lord. So I thank the Lord
should come immediately. Somebody said, you should have a good mentor with you, you know, when you get saved, and somebody should step down with you. After you start growing immediately, and be sanctified. I fell that step. I'm trying to get in that step now, you know, I try to breathe. From
be in my life, and I forgot her. And I got angry. I got really angry. I got angry enough that I couldn't control it. And I took the letter to Kevin Ritchie from the Baptist Church in White Pine, and I threw it at his desk, and I said, "Read this, and you tell me how I've got to forgive you." And he read it, and he looked at me right in the face. He said, "You've got to." I said, "I won't do it." And I told Paul, "I won't do it." And he said, "Until you do it, you will always have a burden on your side." But accidentally, I ran into him at his mother's. All I went there one time. And he came out of the, an emergency room. He came out of the bedroom, and I had to say, "I forgive you." And that was the hardest thing I have ever found to do in my life, is forgive that person the way he did to my daughter and myself. But when I did it, it was just like a new world. I mean, it's just that to me was a hard thing. That was one of my hardest things to do in my Christian life, was forgiving somebody who really, really hurt you. Not me particularly, but the kids. Do anything you want to me, but leave the kids alone. But it made me a better person.
Forgiveness gives you a lot of joy that you didn't figure on. If you just let go of something and forgive someone, jealousy or whatever, there's a lot of joy in your life that you'll get from it. You have to let go of that. It'll give you a lot of joy. Well, Charles dismisses. Unless you want to tell us your testimony.
I've not been as bad as some of us have been.
Well, we will put a star around.
But what I'm going to try to say is, it's not what you have done in the past.
Exactly.
It's what you are doing now.
Man.
And the Bible says that when you are saved, from that moment back, whatever has happened is over.
Amen.
And there's no use of bringing it back up because you can't relive it. It's done gone.
Right.
So what I'm saying is I will sprinkle and then I'll baptize. So I'm floating along with some of you.
You'll put a star on
it. But now, I never did live like I was supposed to. I was saved supposedly, now let me say that, supposedly. But I think what it was, because of some of my friends, well, I've been to revival, and we all went up there and just show off. But God took care of me, and I've been in a lot of different situations. But I'm standing here to tell you that what I did up till 58 didn't mean a thing to nobody. I got married in 58. This little lady back here. And that turned everything around. So I had prayed. Well, it hit me. And I have tried my best to do what God had me do. But I have failed a few times, a lot of times. But he didn't give up on it. And, but I'm just saying, if we do what God has asked us to do, that is what the question is. If, that word if, and it was in a Sunday school lesson this morning, if you do this, if you do that, if you listen to what God tells you and what happens, he was going to be there. But I have, I've been to Europe, spent a lot of time over there, saw a lot of men's life that was in bad need of Christ, but you couldn't talk to them because they didn't, there wasn't enough alcohol, so much alcohol in the body, they couldn't think straight. You'd have to lead them, get in the field. But I got back, and I have never enjoyed life anymore than I have since I church. We got married on a Friday night. We went to church on Sunday morning. We've been given to God ever since.
Amen.
And I come to this church here, and it was 25 years, I guess, I think. I've been there. But I'm like Brother said, you can feel the Lord is here.
Amen.
So we were going to somewhere else. I told Elizabeth we need to come here because we couldn't do much, but we could help a little. So I'm glad that we stayed. I'm glad that we joined this church. And whoever the pastor might be in the future, or whoever, whatever, all we need to do is stay concentrated on what God wants us to do. Not on the past. The past is past. And what I did when I was 35, 25 and below, I don't think about that. All I think about is, and as I would told you that her daughter, granddaughter, lay down in the hospital, and I thought all the time that she'd be all right. And she is. She's doing great. Got through the angel, and they're all three great. Christian. And what else can you ask? And what else can you brag about? But brag that you are a Christian and you love the Lord and He will see you through